2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Tuesday, July 27th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Nice sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City and 88 degrees.
Good speeds on the freeways, but crashes on the surface streets. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, thousands of dollars are pouring in to help cover funeral expenses for the eight people who died in a massive pileup on I-15 in Millard County over the weekend. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has the latest.
People are giving in mass to online donation pages for the families of the eight lives lost Sunday when a dust storm caused a 22-car pileup on I-15 near Kanosh. A page for the Valentine family from Yuma, Arizona, who lost 15-year-old Cameron, has raised over $33,000. Cameron's mother, Cherie, was also critically injured in the crash and is still being treated in an area hospital. Another page for Rick and Mary Lorenzen from Salt Lake City, parents to four daughters, has over $54,000 donated. In a third page for the Sawyer family, which tragically lost five people in one car from two different branches of the Sawyer family, Frankie, Courtney, Riggins, Race, and Ryder has raised nearly $260,000. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Some Cedar City residents say they are happy to have the water. They just wish it didn't come all at once. Chip Sanders tells KSL TV he was at the home of a neighbor whose house got flooded by the sudden cloudburst.
This same neighbor brought us dinner a couple nights ago because our basement flooded and they wanted to help out. I have seen people that I don't even know, and it's been unbelievable.
The storm brought about 2 inches of water in just 2 hours to the southern Utah town. City's mayor has issued an emergency declaration. We are waiting for the mayor to speak at this hour. We will bring you his remarks on the flooding when he starts. The National Weather Service in Salt Lake City is warning of possible flash flooding in northern Utah today. Showers and thunderstorms are expected throughout the afternoon. Sandy police are investigating a drive-by shooting that's put three teens in the hospital. This shooting happened early this morning on 8500 South and 3rd East in Sandy. Sergeant Clayton Swenson says a 13-year-old, 18-year-old, and a 19-year-old were all injured. The 19-year-old is in critical condition.
We have no suspect info right now. We're trying to work with our victims to get some information about our suspects or any possible leads, and we're not having a lot of luck there right now.
Sergeant Swenson also says there is a strong possibility the shooting was gang-related, but police aren't certain. KSL's top national stories this half hour. The first hearing of the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th riot had its first meeting today. Police officers who were working the day testified. Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn described what he saw.
I witnessed the rioters using all kinds of weapons against officers, including flagpoles, metal bike racks that they had torn apart, and various kinds of projectiles.
Four police officers are testifying as a part of today's hearing. The Justice Department is charging more people who joined the riot on January 6th. ABC's Aaron Katursky has details.
While officers delivered emotional testimony about the assaults they endured January 6th, prosecutors charged three more alleged rioters, including Samuel Lazar, who's accused of spraying officers with an orange chemical irritant, temporarily blinding at least one. Court records included photos of Lazar at the Capitol with tactical gear, a radio on his vest, and screaming into a red and white bullhorn. F the tyrants, he's quoted saying, there's a time for peace and there's a time for war. There are now more than 550 people charged in the investigation. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The first person to stand trial under Hong Kong's controversial new national security law has been found guilty.
Tong Ying Kit could face life in prison after three judges selected by Hong Kong's leader found him guilty of inciting secession and terrorism. More than 100 people have been arrested since the law came into force last summer. Beijing insists the widely criticized law is required to be stifling freedoms in the former British colony. Britt Clennett, ABC News, Hong Kong.
Other national stories KSL is following this half hour. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to update its mask guidelines today. And a federal official says the nation's top agency will recommend everyone wear masks indoors, even if they are fully vaccinated. That's according to the Associated Press. Now, this would be in states where cases are surging, which is most states right now. A growing number of cities and towns across the country have restored indoor masking rules in recent weeks. The U.S. is starting to see mandatory vaccine orders go into effect for certain government workers.
From coast to coast, the first push to mandate vaccines for millions of government employees. New York announcing it will require all city workers get vaccinated by mid-September or face weekly testing.
It's quite clear the Delta variant has changed the game. This is about keeping people safe.
The mayor pointing to lagging vaccination rates among the city's 340,000 employees. Police officers only 43% fully vaccinated. Firefighters 55% and public school and healthcare workers at 60%.
That is ABC's Eva Pilgrim reporting. Coming up on KSL, athletes are getting fed up with rules over women's uniforms and a look at your noontime drive.
We do have a crash. It's in the final cleanup stages. Redwood Road at 3500 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Utah's only all-news morning show.
Requirements on watering lawns.
Money to improve our water systems.
And in the afternoon, catch Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
Popcorn, peanuts, and the nightmare where children give away their personal information.
Mornings and afternoons.
On KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion.
Buying a home and getting a mortgage today can be ridiculous. If you don't have a cash offer, you're almost eliminated on day one. On top of that, people are paying $50,000 to $100,000 more than the asking price. This is crazy. People are pulling money out of their retirement or savings and paying 100% cash.
There goes your retirement.
Well, not at Loans by Rick. Loans by Rick can replenish 80% of your purchase price within 12 to 22 days with no waiting period.
He can't do that.
Oh, yes, he can. Rick at Loans by Rick has been doing this for years. When you work with Rick, you're working with a highly educated mortgage lender with over 20 years' experience, not an order taker or an unlicensed agent at a bank. Click loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE. Let Rick replenish 80% of your cash offer in 12 to 22 days. Where else you gonna go? Loans by Rick, 801-809-SAVE, or click loansbyrick.com.
Rick Kirschbaum, NMLS 241179, and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106, are equal housing lenders. Rates not APR. Some restrictions apply.
Do you know how to tell if a clogged drain is something to worry about or not? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I understand it's annoying and inconvenient, but sometimes a clogged drain can be a sign there's a more serious issue with your sewer mainline. If the drains in the lowest level of your home aren't draining, or you flush a toilet and it comes up somewhere else like a shower or a floor drain, I'm urging you to look at this as more than just an annoyance. The last thing I want you to experience is a sewer backup. If you're a homeowner experiencing any of these issues, the first step would be to snake the line to see if it's just a blockage, which one of our drain techs can do for only $29. Yep, you heard that right. Any Hour Services will snake any drain line with normal access for only $29. Sinks, showers, tubs, toilets, floor drains, laundry drains, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. We'll snake any line for just $29. For help with your drain issues, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
We do have breaking news on KSL News Radio. We promised you the mayor of Cedar City was about to speak. She is now talking about the flooding that happened in her city yesterday.
Since this all began, our city crews have spent all of last night and all through today working on getting roadways back open, getting the debris cleaned up, pumping out homes, pumping out businesses, working on traffic control and checking infrastructure, working on storm drains, as we are projected to have increased rains throughout the end of this week and into the weekend. We will continue to work together as a community. That is one of the hallmarks of Cedar City, is the volunteer spirit. You can see that in the forefront with friends, residents, the community, and businesses, along with the city crews, all coming together. Last night, a Red Cross shelter was set up for those individuals that needed it. The Red Cross location is at 61 North, 900 West. The city and Iron County both have sandbags available. They have come in from multiple different surrounding jurisdictions to get sandbags into our area. If volunteers would like to assist with filling sandbags, they're both at the City Public Works Building and also the County Road Department. And those will be available to residents free of charge. Just go and pick up what you need to protect your homes and businesses as the rain is projected in the forecast. And overall, I just would like to again thank our many residents that have banded together, that continue to help one another, that continue to look out for our students, for our businesses, for our homeowners, and come together to do what they can to help get this mess cleaned up and also prevent additional flooding into the future.
Mayor, do you have an estimate on how many displaced?
I know that there was over 20 that were at Red Cross yesterday that had to use the Red Cross facilities last night.
Any idea of like a dollar estimate at all?
We are not to that point yet. We're still trying to get all of the major infrastructure and home damage assessed, and also businesses. So we'll turn the time over to...
And you've been listening to a press conference from the mayor in Cedar City talking about the flood damage caused to that community yesterday, that she has declared a state of emergency for the community, and she's talking about crews that are clearing roads, and 20 families were displaced by that flooding. We will continue to monitor the situation in Cedar City. There is more rain expected there this afternoon, and you heard the mayor talk about sandbags and other Red Cross services available, resources available for the families in that area. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. Good speeds on the Valley freeways. No problems there. The crash in West Valley Redwood Road, 3500 South, has just cleared. We still have crews on the scene of this crash. Northbound Bangor Highway is 6200 South, and an accident called out about 4700 South and 2400 West in Taylorsville. Don't put it off any longer. It's time to refinance or make those improvements on your home. Talk to the mortgage specialist at Hercules Credit Union. Visit HerculesCU.com for details. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the latest on the forecast. Here's Brett Benson.
Pretty good news in the weather department today. I think we're going to see some slightly cooler temperatures. We're going to get some better air quality. And there will be a chance of some rain this afternoon, some strong thunderstorms possible in parts of northern Utah. Look for those clouds to develop in the afternoon, those thunderstorms, high of 96. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
We'll definitely take those cooler temperatures right now. Sunny and 89 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, higher and higher prices and how it's actually impacting your spending power. We'll go in depth on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. Laura, a 58-year-old bus driver, had advanced neuropathy in her feet that caused severe aching, burning, and throbbing, which made it very difficult to sleep. She felt like she had razor blades on the inside of her feet that were constantly on fire. So Laura came to True Health for help, and within 3 weeks, she was gaining the sensation back in her feet, and the pain and burning were drastically improving. She was sleeping all night and waking up without pain. She was able to drive the bus again and no longer needed addictive pain medications. So if you're tired of living in pain, then call 801-441-2266. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a full exam and in-depth consultation absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash out refi program and pay off high rate credit cards, car loans, or other high interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
KSL Broadcast Group contests are open to participants 13 years of age and older that are residents of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Nevada, unless otherwise specified. Employees or agents of the station, Bonneville International Corporation, or other area radio stations, or any entity associated with the contest may not enter. Persons who have won in the last 90 days from a station contest or event are not eligible. Full general contest rules are available at kslnewsradio.com.
TSA is currently hiring transportation security officers at Salt Lake City International Airport, and they're offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus. No previous security experience is required. You'll get paid on-the-job training and great federal benefits, including health insurance and more. Attend TSA's recruiting events at Salt Lake Marriott Downtown at City Creek, July 29th, 1 to 7, July 30th, 9 to 3. To get details, text SLC to 95495. That's SLC to 95495. Some conditions apply.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Utah Highway Patrol still putting together all the pieces of that huge pileup in the dust storm on I-15 on Sunday. They say definitely low visibility was a problem, and they're looking for all the drivers who may have been involved. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, cleanup continues today in Cedar City after major flooding yesterday after 2 inches of rain came down in an hour. The mayor says the rain broke a 500-year capacity. The mayor also says as the Red Cross is setting up assistance in the city. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a new accident in Tooele County, westbound I-80, but it's out there. It's about 17 miles west of Knowles. And a crash called out in Taylorsville, 4700 south, about 2400 west. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Air quality will be better, and so will the chance of thunderstorms. I'm Brett Benson.
89 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The select committee investigating the insurrection today hearing from police who defended the Capitol on January 6th. D.C. Metropolitan Police Officer Michael Fanone said he was attacked by the mob as he thought about his four daughters losing their father.
During those moments, I remember thinking there was a very good chance I would be torn apart or shot to death with my own weapon.
Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn said he tried to protect fellow officers who were receiving medical aid by confronting a group of rioters.
At the top of the stairs, I confronted a group of insurrectionists, warning them, do not go back, go down those steps. One of them shouted, keep moving, patriots. Another displayed what looked like a law enforcement badge and told me, we're doing this for you.
ABC's Rachel Scott says that lawmakers on the committee, like Adam Schiff of California, plan to issue subpoenas to anyone connected with the investigation.
He told me that no one is off limits. That includes Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, who we know talked to former President Donald Trump as that riot unfolded, all the way up to the former president of the United States, Donald Trump himself.
The gunman accused in a string of shootings at Atlanta area spas has pleaded guilty to some of the charges against him.
Robert Aaron Long pleaded guilty to murdering four of the eight people who were killed in the shootings at Atlanta area spas that took place on March 16th. His attorneys in a statement said the plea deal in Cherokee County means Long will spend the rest of his life in prison without the possibility of parole. Despite today's plea and sentence, Long still faces charges for four more deaths that occurred in Fulton County, Georgia. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
USA Olympic gymnast Simone Biles on why she withdrew from the final competition in Tokyo for the team. She said it was a stressful situation and she didn't feel right.
No injury, thankfully, and that's why I took a step back because I didn't want to do something silly out there and get injured, so I thought it was best.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. This week, we're looking at how inflation is seeping into all areas of the economy and into our daily lives. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt looks at how inflation is impacting Utahns.
Inflation is up 5% over the last year, whereas it's raised only about 2% over the last two decades.
So it's much higher than it's been over the past recent history, and it's been
higher than we expected it to be. So every month we kind of have a forecast of where we think it's going to be. And for the past few months, it's been coming in even above that.
Zions Bank senior economist Robert Spendlove says it's like what we saw at the start of the pandemic last year, but bigger.
We're really seeing inflation across the board. A year ago, when if you could find it, the prices of toilet paper and hand sanitizer shot up. But now we're seeing the same effect on a much larger scale.
Now it's gas prices, stuff at the grocery store, lumber, and so on. But is all of this freaking people out? Are they worried? Spendlove says not really.
Consumer confidence is at a post-pandemic high. Business confidence is high. The stock market is doing well. Overall, we're not seeing signs that it's having a detrimental impact on the overall economy yet, but that's something that we're watching really closely.
Another factor, he says, wage increases. As employers raise pay to fill the more than 9 million open jobs across the country, Spendlove says that essentially locks inflation into place by setting long-term expectations. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Tune in tomorrow for part two of the series when we will be talking about demand and the disrupted supply chain. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese, what's happening?
Well, what a difference a day makes. This time yesterday, we had some issues on the Valley freeways. Not today. In fact, I-15 looks good both directions between Ogden and Provo, as well as the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. Had an earlier crash called out, 4700 South, about 2400 West, but it's in the cleanup stages. Come support your local farmers and get fresh, delicious produce at the Utah Farm Bureau's Farmers Market in Murray Park. Fridays and Saturdays, 8 to 1 at Murray Park. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the seven-day forecast. Here's Brett Benson.
When we get into a weather pattern like we're about to go into, it's not like you're going to personally see thunderstorms every day, but there will be thunderstorms in the state every day. 96 for a high today. We're going to be at 94 on Wednesday, developing afternoon thunderstorms. Similar pattern on Thursday, 94. 93 Friday, afternoon thunderstorms. Saturday and Sunday as well. Temperatures in the low 90s to upper 80s. And afternoon thunderstorms stays with us for Monday as well. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Well, our lawns can certainly use the water. 89 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Markets in negative territory. We'll check your money news coming up next. KSL News Time, 1222.
Most people are coming in because they have a problem and they have all kinds of hopes and aspirations and things they want to do. And they're finally walking into the Good Feet store. I'm ready to dive in there and help them find a solution to their problem.
You're listening to Beth, an arts support specialist at the Good Feet store.
So this woman walks in. She's literally got tears coming out of her eyes. I'm going to Turkey. I'm going to be walking and walking and walking. I've wanted to go there my entire life. I can't walk. And I don't know what to do, so help me. And I helped her.
For over 20 years, we've been helping people live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
She called me and told me what a wonderful time she had on her trip, was virtually pain-free, that I had literally saved her life. I'm going to cry. You just can't replace that.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting. At the Good Feet store.
You'll find the Good Feet store in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
The Good Feet store, the life you love starts here.
Does it feel like finding clothes in your fit is impossible? Tired of feeling overwhelmed with options that just aren't right? Let the experts at Stitch Fix do the shopping for you. At Stitch Fix, we make sure each piece is hand-selected for your life. So whether you're staying home or on the go, Stitch Fix has the answer for what to wear. We make it easy to find what works for you. Signing up takes just a few minutes, and styles are delivered directly to your door. Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, your style delivered.
Whose retirement are you investing for, yours or your broker's? It may seem like a silly question, but it's worth addressing. Did you know many brokers sell products such as variable annuities or mutual funds with high internal charges, often as high as 3% or more per year? If you're not happy with your performance, it may be because of all the hidden fees. With fees like this, you may be doing a better job paying your broker than yourself. My name is Jeff Jr., president of Trajan Wealth. If you have a 401k, IRA, or annuity, it's worth making ensure it's working for you and not just the broker. As a fiduciary, we're independent and place your best interest first. We'll explain solutions in a clear, concise manner and won't use confusing financial jargon. You don't have to pay more in fees to get the performance you deserve. Allow Trajan Wealth to provide you advice that's in your best interest. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
KSL News Time, 1224. Passengers flying into some smaller Western airports are finding themselves having flights diverted or canceled because of jet fuel shortages. ABC's Alex Stone has more from California.
It's been a perfect storm, according to Mark Haynes at AvFuel Corporation, which supplies jet fuel across the U.S. He says they went from zero demand to extreme demand between cargo, passenger travel, bookings, and now firefighting aircraft sucking up fuel flying into airports that don't usually have a ton of traffic, and ramping back up to meet demand has been tough.
Aviation was hit extremely hard.
Nevada lawmakers say they're launching an investigation into fuel shortages in Reno. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Jeff Bezos really wants his Blue Origin company to get a contract with NASA to put astronauts on the moon. The billionaire is offering to cover up to $2 billion in fees to NASA to sweeten the pot. The problem, the contract has already been awarded to Elon Musk's SpaceX. Fact-checking website Snopes has raised millions to help them fight a series of lawsuits. Snopes has raised $1.7 million from over 44,000 supporters. That's according to Axios. Now, the site has been hit with over $4 million in lawsuits in 4 years, all from one former tech vendor. KSL Drives, Tesla is reporting a very profitable quarter. The automaker netted a record $1.1 billion in profit for the second quarter. That's more than double the $438 million it made in the first quarter. And taking a look at your money at this moment, tech stocks are getting crushed ahead of an earnings report that's about to come out. The Dow is currently down by 162 points, sitting at 34,983. S&P 500 down by 33. The NASDAQ down nearly 2%. It's down 239 points. Park City police are getting a lot of noise complaint calls about loud Harley-Davidsons. Police department received 9 calls in June complaining of vehicle noise. Harley-Davidson motorcycles were listed as the culprit in 5 of the 9 cases. That's according to the park record. A police captain told the city council that part of the problem is the fact that sometimes there are multiple motorcycles driving up and down Main Street at the same time, and that the noise reverberates. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1227.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.